welcome to another edition of The Fueling Station with your hosts, Ed Kammerer
and Jonathan Stahm. Good afternoon, everybody. Thanks for tuning in.
The Podtrolium guys.
Podtrolium guys, still going strong.
We are still here live in Las Vegas at the 2023 WPMA show. I think this is what's our third episode we've actually recorded out here, Jonathan.
It is, and I'm excited about this episode, especially because I just got a text that says the snow is falling everywhere and I'm not going to be able to get back home. So
there you go. I guess we're staying in Vegas for the weekend.
Looking forward to it.
So one of the great things about these shows is you never know who you're going to run into. You know, all the industry icons and the industry greats. And our next guest is certainly one of those industry great icons. So joining us, we just happened to find out that he was here in town with PEI, Scott Boris. He's the Director of Technical Programs and Industry Affairs with PEI. Many of you probably know Scott, been in the industry for a long time, a lot of industry knowledge. Jonathan, I know you've known Scott forever.
I would like to say that Scott and I spent a lot of time together, both in tank holes and outside of tank holes, and truthfully, he has taught me so much over the years that's helped me in my position. So thanks for being here and sharing what you're going to share with the team.
Yeah, I'm glad to be here.
Yeah, Scott, so tell us a little bit why you're actually not necessarily here for the show, but obviously there's a lot of people from PEI that are here, and so what actually were you doing here in Vegas?
Well, one of the things we definitely want to do is always promote our membership. So anytime that there's a regional show, we try to attend, make sure that we interact with those and we can collaborate with our membership and help out where we can. So, however, during the WPMA show, one of the primary things that we do is we hold two association meetings. Okay. So the first meeting is actually the PEI Safety Committee meeting, which we held today. And that's a group of about 9 or 10 different PEI members where we get together and we talk about all the things going on from a safety perspective within PEI and actually develop what are the things that we're going to do to promote safety for the coming year. One of the key things that we did at this meeting this year was actually establish a new PEI Safety Committee mission, which will allow us to be a lot more strategic in our development of safety programs for PEI and our membership.
Okay, so the individuals that are here, like you said, are PEI members. Are they manufacturers? Are they end users? Are they contractors?
Well, that's actually one of the good things around the PEI Safety Committee is it's always a diverse background of members. So, you know, we've got manufacturers represented, we've got end users represented, we've got installers, distributors, and it really provides a cross-functional element to make sure that we're covering all aspects of safety for the industry.
Wonderful. Something that obviously the industry needs, and it's good when you get these experts together to share, hey, these are what our hurts are, these are what our hurdles are, and we got to come to this common ground about what's almost the best practice for safety.
Exactly.
Yeah,
and
super important.
Yeah, you know, safety is important whether you're a manufacturer, a contractor, a distributor, an organization. I know as a manufacturer, safety is always the number one thing that we talk about with our associates every day. You know, how do you leave your job, you know, the same way you got there.
Exactly.
And
exactly.
And I know it's important with PEI, and so we're proud to, you know, be part of that. We've spent some episodes talking about the importance of training and making sure people are safe. So,
absolutely.
Yeah, it's great to see PEI, you know, taking the lead in that initiative for our industry.
Did you say, and I apologize, Scott, if you said it, is there going to be an RP on safety?
So we have a series of RPs on safety. So a little bit about the recommended practice. Each one of our current recommended practices typically has a safety section in it.
Right.
So it's specific to whatever that task is that recommended practice does. However, we have started on a series of safety recommended practices, and we basically debuted our first one in October at the actual annual show, and that's on fall protection specific to fueling facilities.
Wow, outstanding. Well, obviously it's necessary. Again, most important, get there safe, get your job done right, get home safe. Absolutely, you know, to keep them with this breath, you know, safety has become a cultural aspect of our day-to-day business.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not hokey. It's the reality of what we need to do. And, you know, every day at our offices, we're focused on that safety because, you know, it perpetuates itself in the product, in the performance, and just how we market our systems. So I think it's great, and I'm glad that the team's doing that.
Yeah, thank you. Well, our motto is we want everybody to go home at the end of the day safe and sound.
Amen. Absolutely. We say that too, especially when we're doing our trainings and such. whether yep. it's a, you know, EVR training or it's a piping and containment trainings or it's just talking about how to change a nozzle.
Right. And safety means a lot of things, right? It's, you know, providing products that keep the environment safe,
yep.
but also, you know, more important is, you know, keeping people safe too.
Right.
So that's what, you know, that's what we say our job is, you know, keep gasoline out of the ground, keep gasoline vapors out of the air, and allow people to fuel their vehicles, you know, safely every day.
Gosh.
So one of the other things we've been talking about at the show, Scott, is just kind of the, you know, what the kind of the state of the health of the industry.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can see that the show's been great. These last 2 days, we've had a lot of people come through. You know, what's your take on the state of the industry and the health of the industry right now?
Well, I'll tell you what, everyone that I talk to, they're extremely busy. Everyone needs more work or more workers, not
yep.
necessarily more
That's
work,
right.
and they're actually turning work down.
Yes.
Or they're scheduling work months in advance.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, when you look at that from an industry of what we've come through for COVID, from all the supply chain issues, everyone is busier than they've ever been. I mean, I've been in this industry more than 30 years, and every year for the last 2 or 3 years, everybody tells me they're busier than they were last
yeah.
year. So if you look at that, I'm not sure where the alternative energy piece fits in. However, I think what's also driving a little bit of that is we're transitioning into a different type of transportation model. However, we're still going to see some alternative energies come in, such as electrical vehicles. There's a huge transition market there. I really believe our industry is poised to take advantage of that.
Sure.
We understand, our marketers understand what are necessary to satisfy customers. Our manufacturers know what products are necessary. And the PEI membership base, believe it or not, is probably the primary folks that are starting to install and maintain this equipment, especially
yep.
in the EV world. So, yeah, you can hire an electrician to install a charger, but call him at Sunday afternoon at 3 o'clock and see if he's going to fix it.
Yeah.
They don't do that.
Yep.
Our folks do because they've been doing it for the petroleum world
right.
for the last 30 years.
Yep. Yeah, that's a good point.
This kind of stays true with exactly what we talked about in the previous episode about just, without saying it, gangbusters, the business keeps rolling, keeps running and rolling. So, yeah, that's good. I like to hear that. And we've had other individuals that have been on the show that have talked about in previous episodes, you know, and even just talking with individuals on the floor today, especially when it was really busier today, people are asking us, what do you see? Where do you think this is going? You know, what are the hurts? What I like, though, Scott, kind of going in tandem with this is manufacturers are getting smarter because we're listening to marketers, we're listening to contractors, we're listening to individuals to make better products.
Right.
So, you know, I don't want to regulate anyone to death. We believe in regulations, but we also believe in the sustainability of making effective products.
Right.
And it helps when we're pumping gasoline and keeping that volatile organic compound where it needs to be. Tank in the ground, tank in the car, mm-hmm. through the pipelines and nowhere else. And I think with some of these changes with the EPA they've made over the years, as it relates to inspection and maintenance criteria, you know, even sump testing, you know, everything is super important. You know, we had a meeting the other week, Scott, we talked about low-level sump alarm testing.
Mm-hmm.
And that was important. And we brought a bunch of individuals into a room and discussed, what does that mean for us? What does that mean for the industry? And I think it's good that we're giving people options to make sure their systems are functioning properly. Because if people put in what they feel is the best, now it's time to test.
Exactly.
And I think that's a great thing that you and your team have done for us, the industry, and really, without sounding crazy, keeping us all safe.
Mm-hmm.
All day.
No, I agree. I think one of the key words that I always like to use is just the innovation in our industry. I've seen more innovation in the last decade, whether it's piping, whether it's sumps, and it's all to protect the environment or to provide a safer environment, either for the end user, the customer, or whomever.
Yeah.
And really, I think that's, you know, that's something this industry should be proud of, even
yeah.
though we get kind of slammed at times, you know,
yeah.
because we're the petroleum guys. But, you know, look at what we've protected. Look how many tanks have no longer leak. Look at the innovation that has taken place to protect not just the environment, but also the customer.
Well, I think one of the first things that you and I were discussed 20 plus years ago is you telling me your background in schooling to become a geologist, right? You go to school for geology?
Yes, I did.
And how that translates into, you know, the sustainability of the underground sediment and making sure that the subterranean environment is protected. And how do we do that? And then you moved into a position to spearhead industry, and it's changed how we do things as a manufacturer, and it's changed how other end users are doing their stations. So honestly, it's great to have you here and be a pillar within our industry.
Yeah, I think that's one of the key focuses that you bring out, Jonathan, is kind of the idea of, you know, what's the ultimate goal? You know, if the ultimate goal is to not let anything leak, then you design your systems to not do that.
Right.
You know, it's not a risk-based system. It's, I don't want anything to leak. It's also good business.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'd much rather spend a little more money up front, because if I don't, I'm going to spend it in the back end,
sure.
And it usually costs me 3, 5, or 10 times as much to clean something up. Plus, it gives me a bad name or a bad reputation. So, you know, do it right the first time. You know, that was always been our motto when I was in that side of the world. And, you know, do it right.
And we've really seen the shift with other marketers, you know, the last you know, decade or so. You know, I've been in this industry 30 years as well. And I remember, you know, everyone was first cost. You know, all they wanted to just buy whatever they could at the lowest price. But now, most of these major marketers now, they're all looking at total cost and are willing to spend a little bit more money up front in, you know, to not have to have problems down the road. And we've really seen the shift in the industry, and it's really helped everybody out. It's helped the manufacturers out, it's helped the environment out, it's helped the marketers out. You know, they're saving money because they're not cleaning things up, and fuel's not ending up in storm sewers and places where it shouldn't be. And it's really good to see the whole industry has kind of moved that direction.
Well, you know, saying like that, I mean, a recommended practice should be a best practice. You know, and I think, you know, from the outside looking in, I've never been a marketer or work for a convenience store chain, if you will. But, you know, having different departments talk to different departments about, like you're saying, first cost focus. You have the construction group, the procurement group, the environmental group, the maintenance group. And if they all work together in tandem, then they're going to get the best systems possible. And I think that's really important to help educate people that there are options out there.
Yeah, I think it's really understanding, you know, what's the company goal?
Mm-hmm.
You know, if it is first cost, well, then you're not going to get the best system.
Right.
Yeah.
If your ultimate goal is total cost of ownership, as well as build my reputation as being someone that's environmentally friendly and sustainable, that goes so much further in today's market than that initial first cost savings.
Yep.
Amen.
Yeah, no, great stuff, Scott. Hey, John, this is what great things about these shows. We get to come here and see our old friends, and you never know who's going to stop by.
Yep.
So, Scott, we want to thank you for joining us.
100%.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
You know,
this is great.
OPW, you know, we've had a long, great relationship with you, and, you know, as your career has moved and now you've entered in that role of PEI, we're excited to have someone with your background, you know, heading us, you know, heading the whole technical and industry affairs, you know, division at PEI. It's super important to us, and great, you know, great for the industry. So I know they're happy to have you, and you know, obviously, like I said, we've enjoyed the friendship for a long, long, long time.
That's right, and hopefully we'll continue to do so. You know, and use us as we use you as a resource to just come out and discuss things and make sure we're doing what the industry needs, not just what we feel we need to do.
So as the show's kind of wrapping up here, Jonathan, I think we got about 3 minutes on day two.
I think.
And you know what that means. So we take the show from the show floor, but the conversation doesn't stop.
That's right.
You know, so Scott, you know as well as anybody, some of the best meetings and best conversations happen off the show floor.
Absolutely.
With so again, Scott, thanks again for joining us.
Thank you.
Another edition of the Fueling Station, the Podtrolium guys.
Guys, boys, men. That's who we are.
I'm Ed Kammer.
I'm Jonathan Stong.
And we are the Podtrolium guys, and another exciting edition of the Fueling Station. See you next time.
Cheers.